Welcome to the deep dive. We're diving into your request on caregiving today.
Yeah.
And wow, the materials you sent are really something.
Definitely not your typical how-to guide.
Right. We're going deep with Caregiver Revolution, plus some other resources you picked to honestly help anyone figure this whole world out.
It can be tough.
Yeah, incredibly tough, but also so rewarding.
For sure.
What were you thinking about when you picked this topic?
What are you hoping we uncover?
I think it's this idea that it's more than just like tasks. Like caregiving can actually help you grow.
Yeah, maybe even like a spiritual path, which is exactly where these materials go.
And that's what fascinates me. Not just practical stuff, but a whole perspective shift.
Exactly.
And Caregiver Revolution doesn't waste any time. It hits you with this stat. One in three women
Wow.
in their 50s are already caregivers.
That's a lot.
And with hospitals pushing people out faster, sicker even, it's
Yeah.
like families are under more and more pressure.
That's the key point. This isn't some small issue. Caregiving, it's woven into all our lives. The
Totally.
materials say only a tiny bit of people needing care are in those homes, you know?
Nursing homes.
Yeah, most rely on, well, us, family, and friends.
So it's like we're either caregivers now, gonna be, or know someone who is. It's a revolution that matters to everyone,
It
basically.
really does make you think about it differently.
Though when they say revolution, they don't mean literally storming hospitals, right?
No, it's more like changing how we think about caregiving at its core.
Got it.
It's pushing back against that idea that it's only a burden.
Right.
Instead, it could be how you become, get this, a peaceful warrior.
Oh, I like that.
You're taking these daily challenges.
Which can be a lot.
Oh, yeah, and you're turning them into chances to be mindful, compassionate.
Powerful way to reframe things, and Caregiver Revolution gives this five-step plan,
Okay.
except organize, laugh,
Wow.
yeah, believe, and care. But that laugh one really got me.
That's not the first thing that comes to mind.
Not at all. But then it makes total sense. Humor, it's got to be huge for dealing with the stress.
These materials are big on that.
Yeah, they talk about walking, breathing exercises, but finding those light moments, that's key.
There's even this story in the book. A caregiver used a plastic bowl, like as a hat.
To make someone laugh?
Yeah, to lighten up this tense moment.
That's amazing. Reminds you that even when things are
You've
serious,
got to find joy.
you need it, yeah.
And another big idea, the caregiver circle.
Okay.
It's saying go beyond just the doctor-patient thing.
Right?
Build the support network.
Like, who else is in this circle?
Family, friends, even people in your community.
So you're not alone in this.
Exactly. There's a whole system to help you, and these materials show you how to tap into it.
Which is where things like caregiverstress.com come in, right?
Yeah.
They're all about meditation, asking for help, which caregivers I feel like are bad at.
It's hard to admit you need it.
So true. But then there's this caregiver presence idea. What's your take on that?
What do you think?
At first, it sounds kind of, I don't know, mystical. Like, how do you make presence stronger?
Like it's a muscle or something.
Yeah.
It's not physical strength, but bringing mindfulness to everything you do as a caregiver.
Like, give me an example.
So, whether it's a bath, talking, even a bedtime routine, it's about being there in that moment fully.
Okay.
The book even has these questions to ask your loved one, like, what was the happiest moment? Or, what are you most proud of?
Makes me think how often we rush through stuff.
Focused on just getting it done.
Yeah, and we miss that chance to connect.
Exactly. That's the power of caregiver presence. It makes those mundane things meaningful.
Okay, it's starting to click for me now.
Good.
But what about the spiritual side? You know, I'm really interested in that.
That's where this book gets really cool, and I think it'll resonate with you.
Yeah.
It's saying caregiving isn't just physical.
Yeah.
There's this huge emotional, spiritual part too. Lean into that.
So we're talking prayer, shrines, crystals, that kind of stuff.
It's a wide range,
Yeah.
and it might challenge some people's views.
I can see that.
There are even specific dedications like, may my efforts today benefit all beings.
Wow, that's powerful.
It's connecting to something bigger, finding strength in your beliefs.
Yeah.
This journey you're on, it's sacred.
Makes me think, even if you're not a caregiver, you could use some of this.
Like those little rituals throughout the day.
Exactly, creating those moments of peace.
But what about when things get rough? Caregiving isn't all sunshine and roses.
Definitely not.
Caregiver Revolution gives some really good advice for those times.
Does it? Like what?
Practical steps, questions to help you through.
Okay.
One that stuck with me is moving a chair.
To help with what?
It's like a a metaphor for overcoming a crisis.
Okay, I'm listening.
So the person going through it, they sit in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the peak of the transition.
Got it.
You guide them to describe what it looks like once it's over.
Mm.
Then they get up, walk behind the chair, and describe the view from there. Finally, they sit back down and think about how this moment represents all transitions.
It's like physically stepping back to get perspective.
Exactly. The book says this shift is huge when facing death.
Which, let's be honest, is part of caregiving sometimes.
Especially with terminal illnesses.
Heavy topic, but important.
And Caregiver Revolution doesn't shy away from it.
Nope.
It looks at death from all these angles.
Like what?
Even the Tibetan Buddhist idea of the bardo, which is the state between death and rebirth.
Okay.
It's about seeing death not as the end, but a change.
A transition.
Yeah, and it talks about maybe even being conscious during this time.
Wow.
Suggesting clear light readings can help the dying person.
It's a lot to take in, but really makes you think.
It does, and they're also more like down-to-earth exercises, preparing for death. Things like telling another about your preparations
right,
and
yeah.
imagining the moment of death. These could be helpful for anyone, really.
Not just if you're sick.
Right. It's about facing that we're all going to die and using that to live better now.
And I love hearing about Grant Abrams, the co-author.
Yeah.
His own cancer experience really shaped how he sees spirituality and caregiving.
Ultimately led to this book.
Such a powerful story.
He talks about learning to do one thing at a time,
mm-hmm.
slowly, gracefully, and that became how he lived his life.
There's such wisdom in that.
It's like a reminder that even with illness, there could be beauty, growth.
Totally. Caregiver Revolution also gets into the practical stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like getting your affairs in order, making your wishes clear.
Important stuff.
It covers powers of attorney, living wills, even how to deal with all those medical forms.
To be so confusing.
It's about taking control, making sure your loved one's needs are met.
And giving everyone peace of mind.
This whole approach is so holistic.
Right. Practical, emotional, and spiritual.
It's wild how Caregiver Revolution balances all that, gives guidance for every step.
It really is.
This has already been so eye-opening.
I'm excited to see where we go next with this.
Me too. There's so much here to unpack.
It could change not just how we see caregiving, but life itself.
I think you're right.
One thing that really got to me in Caregiver Revolution is how much it focuses on the environment.
Oh, yeah, like the actual space.
It's not just about keeping things tidy, but making it truly supportive.
For both people, the caregiver and who they're caring for.
Exactly. It says personalize it, think about art, meaningful objects.
Even shrines.
Yeah, bring in stuff that brings comfort and sparks joy.
There's that line about a hand-knit shawl.
Oh, I love that one.
It's like all the love of the knitter is woven right in.
Beautiful imagery.
Oh.
It shows how important intention is.
Infusing the space with good energy.
Making it a sanctuary for healing.
And they talk about aromatherapy too.
Mm-hmm. To create that calm feeling.
I'm all about, I use essential oils all the time.
Yeah, me too.
But the book, it goes beyond just the nice smell, right?
For sure. It gets into how oils can actually be therapeutic.
Okay, how so?
Not just for your mind, but your body, too.
Interesting.
And it ties it back to ancient healing.
Now, I'm really curious. Give me an example.
So they explain that oils can be used to balance energy in the body.
Energy? Like how?
It's similar to acupuncture.
Wow.
Blending ancient and modern. Pretty cool.
I'm starting to get why you like this stuff so much.
It's that mix of practical and spiritual. Super unique.
Speaking of which, what's the deal with the crystals? That one threw me off a bit.
I can see why. The book has an interesting take.
Does it?
It talks about using crystals to, like, manifest and focus energy. It brings up this scientific thing called the piezoelectric effect.
Piez what? Never heard of it.
It's a bit technical, but basically, crystals can convert pressure into energy.
And the other way around.
Yeah. It's how things like quartz watches work.
So they're saying crystals can use this for healing.
That's the idea. No, whether you believe it or not.
Right.
It's cool to think about how ancient cultures used crystals for this stuff.
Adds a whole other level to making a supportive environment. What about distance healing? Is that like sci-fi or something?
It might sound out there, but the idea is you send healing energy to someone.
Even if they're not there.
Yeah, like you picture them surrounded by light, energy flowing from your heart.
Sounds kind of like prayer or meditation.
Exactly, focusing on a specific outcome.
And this has been around for ages, right?
Across tons of cultures, yeah.
What I keep noticing is this theme of empowerment.
Oh, interesting.
It's not just doing things for the person, but helping them feel in control.
Even when things are tough, I like that.
Caregiver Revolution talks about giving them agency, even if they're physically dependent.
Right. Involve them in decisions. Ask their opinions.
Make the environment reflect what they like.
Exactly. It's about respecting them as a person.
Oh, yeah, the book has a whole section on that.
It gives you actual phrases to use
So you can talk more effectively.
instead of like those empty reassurances.
Or brushing off their feelings.
Exactly. It's about being present with what they're going through.
Supporting them without judgment.
So important in caregiving, meeting them where they are, emotionally and physically.
Speaking of meeting them where they are, I gotta ask about punching the time card.
What do you think of that?
At first, I thought it was kind of harsh, like making it just a job.
Yeah, I can see that.
But then I realized it's actually helpful.
How so?
It's acknowledging that it is hard work.
Caregiving takes a lot out of you.
And recognizing that helps you set boundaries, avoid burning out,
It's about self-care.
and even feeling good about what you're doing,
Valuing yourself as a caregiver.
which then lets you give better care.
And it doesn't mean you can't find joy in it too, right?
Exactly. The book talks about things like storytelling,
Reminiscing, being creative together.
even a funny life review.
I love that, sharing those good memories.
It's like laughter and hard times can exist together.
And it's about building a legacy, not just of care, but of shared stories.
So powerful.
Caregiving, it's nurturing the heart and soul as
Right.
much as the body.
And that bond between caregiver and receiver, it's sacred. The more we talk about this, the more I see caregiving as a journey that changes everyone.
I agree. And Caregiver Revolution is honest about how this journey is full of transitions.
Some tougher than others.
For sure.
And when those hit, it can feel so overwhelming.
For both people involved.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why the book gives you those specific steps, navigating those moments. Stay calm, focus on the details.
Lean on your support system. I like the idea of making transitions like ceremonies.
Oh, tell me more about that.
The book says to use rituals, symbolic actions, to mark going from one stage to the next.
That could be helpful.
Like if someone's moving or responsibilities change, even preparing for the end of life.
Makes sense.
It's giving structure and meaning to those changes. But what about when the person you're caring for is in crisis? How do you help then?
The book says to ask open-ended questions,
Examples.
like what do you think is happening or how does this feel?
So they can really process it.
Yeah. Listen with empathy, support without judging.
Sometimes just being there is the best thing.
It is.
It's a reminder that caregiving is about compassion, connection.
Being present.
And speaking of tough topics, I was impressed with how Caregiver Revolution talks about death.
Yeah, it's not something we like to talk about.
It says to face it with courage,
And grace.
challenging that whole taboo thing we have.
The book looks at how different cultures and religions view death.
Oh, that's interesting.
It says death can be a time for growth and awakening, not just the end. It even brings up that Tibetan Buddhist idea again, the bardo.
The in-between state.
Yeah, suggesting it might be when you're super conscious, spiritually liberated.
That's a fascinating thought.
And the book gives you practical exercises to get ready for death.
Like
Things like telling someone about your preparations or imagining the moment.
these could help anyone, really.
No matter what you believe.
It's about being aware that we're all going to die.
And using that to live better now.
Caregiver Revolution also talks a lot about forgiveness.
Oh, yeah, letting go of anger, resentment.
It says to make a list of things you need forgiveness for.
Not to ask others, but to let go of those feelings yourself.
To find peace.
Exactly. Move forward with a clear heart.
This whole deep dive has been so enriching.
I agree. These materials have so much wisdom.
They're giving us a whole new way to see caregiving and life in general.
And it's inspiring to see how they make us rethink death.
Not as something scary, but just part of life. You know, with all this talk about death, Caregiver Revolution doesn't make it sound morbid or anything.
Right, it's more about like facing it head on.
With awareness, even respect, maybe.
Like it's something to get ready for, practically and spiritually.
Then it actually tells you how to do those clear light readings.
Yeah, to help someone as they're transitioning.
I was surprised how detailed it was, really intentional.
Oh, yeah, you create this peaceful, sacred space for the reading.
The book also talks about staying with the body after death for a while.
That seems to be pretty common in different traditions.
Honoring the body, letting the energy settle or something.
It's a beautiful way to honor the person, you know, acknowledge what's happened.
What I found interesting is that Caregiver Revolution says we should prepare for our deaths too.
That's a powerful idea, not just caring for others, but ourselves, even facing our own mortality.
It suggests practical stuff, writing your will, a final message for people.
Even planning your own, like, end-of-life celebration.
There's a whole section called Exercises for Death Preparation.
With prompts to make you think?
Like preamble, where you look back on your life.
And heroes, where you think about who inspired you.
It's about taking control of how you want to approach the end.
It makes you wonder, we avoid talking about this stuff.
But maybe facing it helps us live better now.
I think so.
The book is also big on forgiveness.
Letting go of all that baggage.
It says make a list of things you need forgiveness for.
Not to go ask people, but to let go inside yourself.
To be at peace.
Move forward with a clear heart.
This whole deep dive has been amazing. Really changed my view.
Mine too. Caregiver Revolution. And these other resources are packed with wisdom.
It's not just about caregiving, but about living well and dying well.
I love that. Living well and dying well.
So, listener, we hope this has given you some things to think about, maybe some new questions.
As you keep going on your own journey, remember, caregiving is more than just tasks.
It's about connecting, having compassion. Those human relationships are powerful.
And as we all go through life, let's try to be more mindful, compassionate.
Show loving kindness, not just to those we care for, but to ourselves too.